William Prince is with us. He's a part of the free shows happening downtown for the Downtown Spark Block Party on June 3rd. You've had quite the year. Talk to us about your debut at the Grand Ole Opry. What did that mean to you?
Oh, you know, the Grand Ole Opry is the home of country music, essentially, and it holds so much history. So it was pretty epic, to put it shortly, I'd say. You know, I never really imagined that the Opry was something that I would get to partake in, and it was quite surreal to be there standing on the stage where basically everyone I've grown up listening to has played and have had such a great profound effect on me, my dad, my family, my home reserve of the Peguis First Nation. Like, all of country music kind of funnels to that place, and it was really special to be there playing with the Opry House Band, and to sing a few songs for that packed house was really special. I won't forget it.
Well, you've come a long way dealing with depression and anxiety. Was music a way to help you deal with that?
Oh, of course. I think most of the artists I know are a little depressed or a little anxious. I think that's humanity in general, with the way society is structured with us all, you know, and so it's always been a mechanism. I don't know when writing just kind of naturally found its way into my life. I think from school, I enjoyed creative writing in school, and I took to it and excelled in it easier than some, I guess. It was always something I could rely on to voice those feelings that you're contending with as a youth, as a young person, even today as an adult. Writing has always been, I guess, the most powerful tool in my bag for processing feelings, for sure.
It's a huge support for you, and you mentioned you're from the Peguis First Nation in Manitoba. Has your community been a really big support for you as well?
Yes, over the years, since I was a kid playing the high school gymnasium, you know, my reserve has known what my ambitions have been about, and especially in the last few years where it's grown in such a great way, it's nice to feel their support. I owe a lot to the Peguis First Nation.
Take us back, because you were here for the Folk Fest. You ended up headlining because Buffy St. Marie ended up, I think she fell ill. But then you got to perform at the Buffy St. Marie Tribute Concert in Ottawa. What was that like for you?
Well, Buffy's very special. Just to be, you know, mentioned in the same kind of realm as her is really wonderful. She's been a great mentor and friend to me for some time now. So it was really unfortunate that she couldn't perform at the festival. And I was so honored to take that spot when so many people were excited to see her. It's a touch daunting at that point, you know, you're expecting a legend and then you got this other person filling in. So that's always something to consider. But the reaction in Edmonton, you know, Edmonton has always been very, very special to me. I really love the city. It's like we're cousins from Winnipeg, you know, Winnipeg, Hamilton, Edmonton. We're all cousins here and across the country. And to perform at the festival, to kick off the festival, and then to come back later, do my own show, and then to be a part of her Star Walker tribute on CBC was a really special moment too, because not only did I get to sing Now That the Buffalo's Gone, you know, one of her biggest songs, but I had the Tragically Hip as my backing band, and that's something I never thought I'd say in my life.
Right?
I'm gonna use the Tragically Hip to help me pay tribute to an icon, the icon that is Buffy St. Marie. So pretty surreal moment. My life is stacking up those beautiful moments, and what a privilege and blessing that is.
Your new album is Stand in the Joy. Will we be hearing some tracks off of it for the block party in June?
Of course.
Yes.
I've been so excited to play these new songs. I kept them under wraps, you know, the whole time. Usually I preview and show songs before the record comes out, but this one I wanted everybody to receive it as a new piece of work so that we have longevity and brand new songs. It's been a whirlwind few months for me since February already releasing this record. It just came out in April, but we've had such a lead up, and now I just got back from England a couple nights ago and just concluded this big tour with the War and Treaty all across the eastern United States for a month. So I'm happy to be home for just a touch of rest and to rehearse with the band and bring a great show full of new songs. I'm excited to be downtown Edmonton again. Get to see my in-laws and take in the city that I really, really like.
Well, we can't wait to have you. McDonald Drive, it's the Downtown Spark Block Party on June 3rd, a totally free concert. RavenRadio.ca has more details and the link to William's website so you can follow him as well. William, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. See you soon.